After a year of controversy and reform at the Department for Children and Families, the agency and the court system are still overwhelmed by the number of child abuse and neglect cases in the state. VPR's Taylor Dobbs has more.
From last June to March 6th of this year, the number of children in state custody went up nearly 20%, from 1,045 to 1,251. DCF Deputy Commissioner Cindy Walcott says the increase is due to the continuing problems in the state with heroin and other opiates. She also says most of that increase is in the lowest age bracket, children under 6.
Right now we have about 85 children in our custody who came in when they were less than 1 month old.
That trend is making it more difficult for the agency to find foster care among the state's roughly 1,000 foster families, most of which typically care for older children. The problem is especially difficult with those youngest kids.
Those are children who can't go to child care, for instance. So to try to find a foster family where there's a parent in the home that can care for a very young child, it's just not that easy to do because most of our families have two parents that are working.
Public defenders and state courts say the increased number of juvenile cases is creating problems for them as well. Matthew Valerio is the state's defender general, responsible for overseeing all publicly appointed attorneys in the state.
Well, fundamentally, we represent everybody. We have attorneys who represent the children. We have attorneys who represent the parents. So when they come into the legal side of things, as opposed to some response by DCF that doesn't involve the legal system, we end up getting those cases.
Valerio says there have been major increases in juvenile cases in some counties.
In various counties, we have seen a significant increase such that it's causing problems with our contractors and staff attorneys to be able to keep up. That's absolutely clear.
And the court system is feeling it too. A document outlining potential problems for the state court system says it's been years since the courts completed as many juvenile cases as they started. It says, quote, 5 years of clearance rates below 100% is a source of significant concern. It means the development of a backlog of cases that will be difficult to overcome without a dramatic decline in the number of filings or an increase in resources. But with a budget gap in Montpelier and slow progress tackling opiate addiction, it's unclear if relief will come soon. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.